Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Secrets in Nature, Season 3. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Lexi. And today we are introducing our first interviewee of the season, and I'm very excited.
Yes, me too. This was a great interview, and I'm so excited for everyone to hear it.
Yes, we are welcoming Laura Heaney-Bercher to Secrets in Nature, and this was a great interview. She is 24 years old. She's literally my age, and she owns her own business in Haddonfield, New Jersey, called Root and Restore. And honestly, it's just making me question all of my life choices because talk about inspiring.
I know. She's literally younger than me and she's doing amazing.
She's killing it. But she is an advanced clinically trained nutrition response testing practitioner. She has a master's in applied clinical nutrition, and she's a trained herbalist. And we did talk about herbs and natural remedies before on the podcast, but it was just kind of based on our own research. So I'm really excited to introduce Laura and have her kind of give a more educated and professional take on it.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited.
We just got our info off Google.
But we have a real person now.
And we also dive into a little bit about nutrition.
Yes.
Which was super interesting.
Yeah. We asked her what she thinks the most common mistakes are that people make when it comes to nutrition. And we also get into kind of the whole backbone of her business, like why she does what she does, finding the root of our problems when it comes to health rather than just putting a quote unquote band-aid over them. And I just think it's a really important discussion.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great message. And I think everyone should be aware of the stuff that we're talking about in this interview.
Heck yeah. So without further ado,
let's get into the interview. Okay, so hello and welcome back to Secrets in Nature.
Hi, we would love to welcome Laura Heaney-Bercher to the Secrets in Nature podcast. Laura, it's so nice to finally meet you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Excited. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes. Wow.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome.
Got a hold of my breath. I was like, oh, she's going to say my whole name.
The first thing I'm going to ask you is the first thing we ask all of our guests, but we just want you to tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your own wellness journey, and how it brought you to what you do for a living now.
Oh, what a lot of questions. Where to start? Okay, so I'll start by saying I am the owner and practitioner at my health and wellness clinic. I've been practicing for about 4 years now. I'm a clinical nutritionist, herbalist, holistic health practitioner. And basically, in a nutshell, I help people feel better by getting to the root cause of their symptoms and restoring the innate function of their body.
I love the name.
Thank you. It took me months to figure out, so I appreciate
it's
that.
A good one.
So rather than just like hearing their symptoms and being like, oh, it sounds like you need this, you want to restore what their body already was like meant to do.
Exactly. So I don't symptom chase. I do believe symptoms are important. They're messengers, but we always say that anything can cause anything. So I could have two people come in with like asthma per se, and it could be two completely different reasons why.
Okay. That makes sense.
So what about your own journey led you to want to begin this practice?
Yeah, so I always knew that I wanted to do something with nutrition or health since high school. I used to spend my free time like researching about food and all that stuff, because I've always been depressed. I've always been anxious. I've always had chronic fatigue. And I was always told that I would just have to learn to live with it. And I just didn't accept that. So that's really what kickstarted my journey, because I did feel stuck and helpless for a really long time until I took responsibility for my own health. And I've been symptom free for a long time.
That's amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
I always hear stories like that. And I think it's so amazing that people are able to like help, like almost, I don't know if cure yourself is the right word, but like make yourself better.
Like help yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because like I said, I was really told that I would just have to learn to live with depression. And I knew that that wasn't Right.
Right. I think it's amazing that you were researching like nutrition and food in high school, because high school is when most people are like eating flaming hot Cheetos in the homeroom for breakfast. So that's amazing to me. That's like the very early age for that. So that's very impressive.
My breakfast was Eggo waffles and cranberry juice every day. It was rough.
What about herbalism? How did you start your or what sparked your interest in herbalism?
I used to work with a practitioner who did something similar to me, and she really introduced me to herbs, and I just love them because they are so versatile and can be used in so many different situations. And I don't know, I just the energetics of herbs I really love. So it really drove me to do my own herbalism course, East West Herbs, and just apply it to my practice.
Do you think that each herb has its own specific energy?
Yes,
Like, can you
absolutely.
sense that in an herb? Like, when you're like drinking it or however you're using it?
Yeah, if I'm paying attention, if I'm in touch, I can. Like, my favorite herb is Avena sativa, which is milky oats. And I just, the way I can feel it is it's just like a warm hug. It really helps heal your frayed nerves. And it's just really, a warm hug is how I would describe that one.
I
Is
think
that
that similar
awesome?
to oat straw?
Yeah, similar. Yeah.
Okay. I have oat straw actually. I
Yeah,
like
if
it.
you, it might be a different part of the herb. So if it has the Latin name next to it, you can, if it's Avena sativa, then it's
Okay.
the
I
same. Yeah.
don't remember it. I have to look, but
Would you say it took you a while to like develop? Like, did you just wake up one day and you were like, oh, I'm really in tune with these herbs? Or did you have to like develop that practice?
no, you have to de develop them, and I'm still developing them. Like, it's a lifelong practice of doing that.
Yes. And you
And
become
I,
more connected as time goes on.
yes, and I don't really work with whole herbs a lot, so I'll use like tinctures or pills. So it's kind of harder. I don't want to say it's harder to connect with the energetics of it, but it's easier if you watch it grow, if you're growing it in your own garden, and you can like really,
Connect with it
like,
more.
yes.
That's awesome. I tried to grow an herb garden. It was like cilantro. It was like spices, really. And it didn't really go well. I live in an apartment and it died really quickly. So I can't wait to have a house and I want to like take it a lot more seriously and try to grow other things.
I kill all my plants.
So do I. It's
Same.
really
Seriously, it's
bad.
really bad. It's
I
really
like to think they're absorbing my negative energy for me, but like I can't keep using that excuse. Like I kill all of them.
Yeah, I
So
do too.
bad.
Snake plants are the
Yeah.
only plants I can keep alive.
Fig plants?
Snake plants.
Oh, snake plants. I was like, these plants are hard. Yeah, I can keep aloe plants alive. I had
Oh,
one.
aloe too. Yeah,
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 they're
yeah.
pretty easy. I like forget to water that thing and it's still alive, so after 6 years.
I
But
think this is so exciting because we did do like our own little herb episode in the beginning, like when we first started the podcast, and it was just based on our own research. So I'm so excited that we have somebody credible that can like tell us about these herbs. I'm so excited that you're here.
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay on the topic of herbs? I have lots of other questions for you, but while we're on the topic of herbs, can I ask you what your favorite ones are?
Yeah, Avena sativa is one of my favorites, especially for people who have been stressed out for a long time. And it's really easy to work with by yourself without a practitioner. So I would always recommend with herbs, you work with a practitioner who knows what they're doing. But Avena sativa is one of those things you can make like an overnight infusion. You can drink it throughout the day. It's really high in minerals. It's a really good one. Oh man, what's my Bacopa? Love that one for brain health. Bacopa is one of my favorites. Ginkgo. Ginkgo is like an all-purpose herb. It's good for circulation, brain health, fatigue, all this stuff.
I've
Yeah, I
heard
think
of
those are my
Bacopa.
top three.
Gotcha. Do you use herbs kind of, is it like a mixture of like daily use as well as symptoms and solution? That's what I wanted to say.
Yes, exactly. So you should see my medicine cabinet. It's like
I
it's a, an apothecary. So I know
love
how to
that.
use them. So I can like grab them, like, oh, I'm experiencing X, Y, and Z, so I can take this tincture. But with my patients, it's really I like to use them on a long-term basis to help remove stressors. So say they're dealing with metals or chemicals, we can use herbs to help chelate.
Do you
Yeah.
have like an herb cabinet at home?
No, it's all mixed together.
I was gonna say, like, that's
I
like
wish
my
I did.
dream.
I know, just like have all your herbs. I have like a little tea cabinet with herbs and stuff, but
My friend is building a house right now. She's moving out to Idaho, and she's like, I need to have my own herb closet. I was like, that's
that's
so
what I
cool.
that's what I
That's
want. That's
really
my
cool.
dream.
Yeah, I'm really jealous.
I have to ask your opinion on something. So I wanted to make my own tea blend, specifically like a sleepy time tea. And I only chose four herbs because like or herbs, I always do that. So I chose ginkgo leaf, which you just mentioned. I think I'm saying this right, Robos.
Rooibos, yeah.
Yeah. And lavender and chamomile.
Yeah, sounds good.
They're
I've
coming
never
today, so I don't even know if they taste good, but
I
together.
was gonna say I've never had those that combination, so I don't know how it would taste, but I love rooibos tea. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it has like an earthy taste, right?
Yeah, and if you get a Madagascar vanilla, you could add that too, and it has a really
Ooh.
nice, yeah, it's good.
Okay,
I
maybe I'll add
typically
that.
use peak tea for my teas. Are you familiar with peak tea? It's
Yeah,
on your
only because
website.
I saw you
Yes, it is on
recommended
my
them.
website. Yeah, so their rooibos tea is the best, and I used to have it every day. I actually ran out and I haven't been able to get back onto the site to order it again. But I was on vacation once and I was like, I really want rooibos tea, but I forgot my tea. So I got it and I was like, I can't drink this. I have like high class taste buds now.
Yeah. Well, I actually just ordered from them last
Oh,
night.
did you?
Yeah, because I was on your website and I was like, ooh, because
Oh,
I
what did
like
you
iced
get?
tea. So I was like, well, it's perfect. So then I can just put it in iced tea.
And that's exactly why I wanted to try it in the first place. And I just fell in love. Their jasmine tea is really good iced. So
Ooh.
if you're, yeah, get the
I got,
jasmine tea.
I think I got the peach green tea, or was it peach
Yeah, peach green.
ginger? Black tea, and then the other one, oh, passion fruit green tea. So I got those two.
I've never had the passion fruit because it's always sold out when I go. So
Oh,
you'll
I
have to
guess
tell me how it
I
is.
got lucky. You got lucky. Yeah, I'm excited for them to come.
Yeah, they're my favorite because they're triple screened for toxins and mold, which is really important, especially for coffee. They don't have, I wish they would come out with like coffee crystals too, but
Yeah, it'll be my afternoon pick me up.
yes, yeah, it's good stuff. Their matcha is really good too.
Yeah, I'll have to try that next.
Do you ever put rose powder in your coffee?
No, I've never done that.
I've like heard about that so often and I really want to give that a try. But again, that leads me to one of the questions that I had for you. So, do you think like all herbs are for anyone? Because I know you said you should really work with a practitioner as much as you can. So, do you think like certain herbs are for certain people or certain situations?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that every herb is for everyone. And I use muscle testing in my practice, so I can get really specific with what a person needs. Usually people are taking too many things. A classic herbalist will look at someone's energetics, especially if they're coming from a Chinese herbalism perspective. They'll look at someone's energetics and match up their herbs based on the energetics of the herbs. I know that that's like takes too long. So muscle testing is a really easy and fast and effective way of finding out what someone needs. So that's what I do in my practice.
Muscle testing.
Muscle testing, yeah.
And how do you do that? Like, how does that work?
Okay. So it sounds a little bit weird if you're not able to experience it, but basically it's a form of applied kinesiology. It uses your muscle response to talk to your nervous system about what is going on in your body.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm literally pushing on people's arms to talk to their nervous system.
I was actually going to ask you about the applied kinesiology. I thought that sounded really interesting. So, is that how you use it, or is there also different ways?
There's different ways to apply it. I use a very specific system so that it's, like I said, specific, and I can use it easily with every person to determine stressed organs, glands, see why they're stressed out, and what supplements or herbs or lifestyle actions will help with that.
So when you're pressing on someone's arm to get a response, what kind of response are you looking for that will communicate to you what the person needs?
Strength and weakness, but it's not about muscle strength or weakness, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah,
Is it
so I can demonstrate on my own arm, like what I'm looking for. I'm pushing on their arm, and if someone is stressed out when I'm applying pressure to another organ, their arm will go weak. So that's literally
okay.
the response I'm looking for.
Interesting. And it's like a subconscious reaction, I guess.
Yeah, it's your nervous system.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's your autonomic nervous system that's responding.
No, that's really cool.
There's
That
tons of YouTube videos on it if you want to look more into it and learn about the mechanics of it. It's like a 2-year training, so it'd probably take me 2 years to explain it properly.
I'm sure it sounds complicated.
Yeah.
So when you say that rather than just like providing a solution, providing medicine, you want to rather restore what the body can already do, what does that look like?
It can look like so many different ways because everyone is so different, bioindividuality. So, for example, if you came into me and I'm assessing your body and your heart is stressed out, well then now I'm finding out why is your heart stressed out? Is it metals, chemicals, food sensitivities, immune system issues, emotional triggers? So then I'm finding out those things and seeing what supplements will help with that because our food system is so depleted, we need to supplement. It's just how it is. And so that could look like so many different supplements. And that's why I use muscle testing because otherwise you're just guessing what someone needs. It's kind of hard to answer that question because really we just want to remove the stressors so that your body can do what it's supposed to do.
Okay, that makes
Because all
sense.
these things interfere with our body's innate function, especially things like glyphosate or other pesticides. Parasites are huge. Yeah, so you want to get rid of them so the body can do what it's supposed to do.
So I did have a question here that I wanted you to describe in your own words what the innate wisdom of the human body means. And I think you kind of answered it just its natural processes, I'm assuming. But do you mind elaborating on it a little bit more just because I loved that phrase so much?
So our body has innate wisdom. It has an innate ability to heal itself. Your body is so smart. It's so adaptable. It's so smart that it gives us symptoms when something is wrong.
It communicates. That's communication.
It is communication, yeah. And so many people get frustrated with their symptoms, and I understand that. I've been there. But if we reframe it and look at it from a perspective of, oh, my body's communicating with me because something is going wrong. And so when we can remove these stressors, we can activate the innate wisdom of the body. And we don't even need to activate it. We just help it because it's already functioning.
You're just guiding it.
We're just guiding it. Yeah, exactly.
I wish like more people kind of thought about it like that instead of,
Just like, give me the solution right now.
yeah,
I
or like
know.
putting a band-aid over it and thinking it'll go away or something.
Yeah, definitely it frustrates me. I've actually had an experience in Western medicine. Like I've never had in my life. I've been very fortunate to keep myself out of those situations, to put it simply. It's not my story to tell, so I won't get into it, but it just really enforced my mission and my passion about natural health and wellness.
Just the phrase, like, oh, the innate wisdom that your body already has, like, you're not hearing that in Western medicine for sure.
Oh, absolutely not. It's a sick care system. They want people to stay sick. So they don't want people to know that the body can heal.
Like when I go to the dermatologist for my eczema, they just are like, well, they don't test it. They just are like, here's some steroid cream.
Know, and
Hope it helps.
then you develop a steroid dependency.
Yeah, I try
Yeah.
to like only use it when I'm like extremely itchy. So I will never use it like every day or anything, but
Yeah, it's frustrating when you're just left to your own devices and it's
Like I
we
would
don't have the
like to know.
education.
Yeah, like I want to know, okay, well, what's causing it? Like they don't ever worry about that.
Yeah. Where are
Yeah.
you located?
South
South
in
Jersey.
Gloucester County.
Oh, okay. So you're close to me.
You're
Okay.
in
I'm gonna
Haddonfield, right?
Yeah, Haddonfield. You guys
Yeah, so like
come in,
thirty
I'll tell you
minutes
what's
away.
causing
I might
it.
have to because like
Yeah.
I'm getting annoyed. Like I've gone like years without having it, and then like it'll randomly show up, and I'm like, why? Why?
Yeah. Eczema is one of those things, right? In my professional experience, it's been, I don't want to say the hardest to get rid of, but it's just stubborn. It's really
Yeah,
stubborn.
I have
Yeah.
it too. Maybe I'll come with you.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as Rachel's, but it's still pretty annoying. So do you think that shops that or practices like yours, I'm not sure when you opened. You seem pretty young, like you seem our age. I'm 24, Rachel's 25. You can tell us if we're wrong.
Yeah, I'm 24.
Oh my gosh, and she's a business owner. I'm
That's
obsessed.
amazing.
Her list of certificates, guys, go on her website. It's actually insane. I was like, and she looks like she's my age. But do you think like practices like yours, do you think more are popping up as time goes on?
Yeah, I think people are leaning more towards the natural side.
Do you
For
foresee,
sure.
like, maybe not the near future, but in our lifetime, like any type of system where holistic approaches and Western approaches can like work together?
That's already happening.
Okay.
Yeah, integrative practices, medical doctors who favor natural, try natural things before they go to medications, but I don't see it happening on a widespread. I really don't. I have a kind of cynical viewpoint of it. Just because the direction things are going, I don't
Yes.
like.
It's a
Yeah.
bleak outlook right now, but
It is. I try to stay optimistic, but all I can do is influence people around me, so that's what I'm going to
yeah.
focus my attention on.
Maybe our generation will change it. We'll have to see.
We're depending
But
on our generation for a lot of
I
things.
know. Yeah, I know. We have a big task. We have a big job.
Yeah. So I saw that you were certified in functional herbal therapy. Could you explain kind of what that is?
Yeah, it's just
Okay.
applying herbalism in a functional manner, which is functional medicine is like looking at the full systems of the body.
And I was inspired to ask you this based on the bio on your website, but I'm assuming the answer is yes, but I do want you to elaborate on it. How would you say that transitioning to the more holistic approach to health set you free, which was the term you use on your website?
Yes, that's the only thing that set me free. Like nothing else helped me. And I was not big into doctors to begin with, but it just really unlocked the real me. Like I was functioning on autopilot on pilot for so long. I mean, I'm gonna get emotional talking about it too much, but
That's okay.
I just wasn't me. And everyone just accepted it. And it's kind of heartbreaking thinking about that. And I know so many other people are in that situation. And like, I just want to help as many people as possible find freedom in their body because it's possible.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I can definitely relate to that. Like, my high school self was very much like that.
Me too.
But yeah, I mean, just taking care of myself now, like it makes such a difference of like who I was back then, and caring about what I put in my body, and like doing all the proper things for my health. And it's like makes such a huge difference.
Yeah, it really does. And it does not have to be complicated. It really doesn't.
Yeah, it's really not. And your health is like should be your number one priority anyway.
It should
But
be. You would be surprised.
I know.
I think people have to get fed up. If they're not raised to, and I'm making an overgeneralization, but in my experience, people have to be pretty sick to really care.
Yeah.
To like finally make a change. And it's
Yeah.
like insane to think that like our planet grows out of the ground solutions to 90% of our health problems.
Yeah.
And we go to like CVS and we are like, what on the shelf can help me right now so I have an immediate solution?
Know. And there, I don't get me wrong. There are always symptoms that I want to reduce while also working on the root cause. Something
Like
like,
temporary like solutions so that the
yes.
person's not like in pain.
Exactly,
I know what you mean.
exactly. Yeah. So things like arthritis or joint pain, you know, okay, maybe once in a while you could take a Tylenol if it's that bad and you need it to like function
If you
or
need
go
to
to
like go to
work.
sleep, like yeah.
Exactly. Because if you're not sleeping, then you're not healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, or something like cramps. I always sympathize with people who have cramps because it took me so long to get rid of mine.
How did you get rid
Years.
of them? Yeah.
Okay. So I've done so many things. I can't tell you exactly what it was that really ended it because it just like one day I got my period and I was like, oh my gosh. And this is recently. I don't have cramps. I was like, is this too good to be true? So the next month came and I was like, okay, still no cramps. Next month came, still no cramps.
Oh,
And I just
what a
got my period
dream.
today. No cramps. Usually I would be like on the floor, nauseous.
Yeah.
I
So
bet
what?
some
I'm
women don't
sorry.
even realize like you can get rid of your cramps.
I know people think it's normal.
Yeah.
I know. And I wish I could really pinpoint what it was, but that just goes to show it takes a while to do the work. Our bodies are so toxic. And if you just stay with it, you will get there.
That's the hardest thing. Sorry.
It's okay. Your practice in like, or your process of getting rid of your cramps, would you say that was like unique to you? Like you working with your body, you trying different things. So there's not like a, oh, this was my solution. It's just like working with your body and listening to it.
Yes. And I have my own practitioner, so she checks me on a daily basis.
Hmm.
So she's always giving me what my body needs. And it is going to be different for everyone.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
I think the hardest thing is like sticking to something until you see like the change. 'Cause like when it
Yeah.
doesn't happen immediately, a lot of people give up.
Oh my gosh,
Yeah.
absolutely 100%. I'm guilty of that.
Yeah,
Like,
same.
I know, and it's our society. We've been conditioned to
Immediate
think
gratification.
immediate gratification. I know. And I always tell patients when they come in, like, listen, I've been doing this work for over 5 years and I'm still working on stuff. It takes time. You need to be patient, but you'll get there. If you give me the time and you give your body the time to heal, you'll get there.
I just recently learned that there's some herbs that like, well, probably most of them, that it takes like probably a like 30 days or more of like everyday use for you to see a change. And I'm over
Yeah.
here like taking it once, like nothing happened. This doesn't
But
work.
then once you find the right herb for you and you notice it works right away, you're like, oh my God, how did I ever live without this?
Oh my gosh. So do you recommend like rather than like trying a bunch of herbs, like maybe trying one for like 30 days?
Yeah, you can do that or find a really good herb blend.
Under a blend, so you're and
Yeah.
then like sticking to that for 30 days and you know what's in it and
Yeah, but here's the thing. Unless you're finding out what's causing your symptoms, herbs are just another band-aid.
okay.
Because you could still be like doing something that's inducing stress and not changing that.
Yeah, so if you have parasites and you have anxiety because you have parasites and you're taking kava, that's going to help a little bit, but it's not going to get rid of it.
I actually really want to try functional mushrooms, but
Yeah.
yeah, they sound really interesting.
I have not done too much research, but the research I have done is very promising.
Yeah, I know
Good stuff.
they're supposed to help with like brain function and stuff, and I know as I sit at a desk all day, it's really hard to be like focused for that long.
Yeah. And then you're getting exposed to the EMFs all day, so that's not helping
I know, like I hate that I have to
either.
stare at a computer screen all day. That's funny.
Yeah, the blue light. Yeah, you're messing with your hormones.
I know,
Should
it's
probably
annoying.
find ways to reduce that stress on your body.
I know. That's why I try not to look at screens after, but
Can
it's
I
hard.
ask you this? Do you believe in like metaphysical benefits to herbs as much as like physical ones?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, do you drink like mugwort tea at night, like for your
Okay,
dreams,
yeah,
like that kind of
that
thing, you
actually is
know?
a good example. I couldn't think of one off the top of my head, but yeah, a lot of people do mugwort to dream better or have lucid dreams. So that's one example of it. I definitely believe in that. If you're open to it, I think that it could happen.
You have to be open to it, or else nothing will
You
work for
have to be
you.
open to it.
Do you have like an herbal blend that you take every morning?
No.
Okay. Do you just switch it up, like whatever you're feeling?
I switch it up. I don't really recommend that for everyone, but I am a practitioner. I'm really educated in this in these things, so I know what everything does and I know my body. I don't think that you need to have a long list of degrees to know how to use this stuff. It just comes with practice, but yeah, I don't really recommend doing that right off the bat for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
You could use your intuition and be like, okay, I need to take this today. But your core protocol should roughly stay the same.
And I also feel like you don't need to like go out. You don't even necessarily need to start by like going out and buying herbs. Like there's things in like your spice cabinet that can be beneficial. Like I was just sick for what felt like a month straight, and I was like constantly looking up like what could I be doing right now? And I saw a lot of like thyme tea, rosemary tea, things like that. Like they're anti-inflammatories that could probably be in your spice cabinet.
Definitely. Yeah, functional uses of your herbs is important. I will say that for a therapeutic dose, say turmeric, for example, the turmeric that I use, one pill is 3 pounds of turmeric. So you'd have to eat a lot of
I'll eat
turmeric
a
to get
lot of.
that.
I've read that too.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like turmeric is very beneficial, but you'd have to get like this certain benefit that people talk about. It'd have to be like a lot of turmeric.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
have
And
read
I think
that.
you can apply that sentiment to a lot of different herbs. Not discouraging people from actually doing that because it absolutely can be beneficial. But if you're in an acute situation, you probably need something stronger.
Oh, gotcha.
Do you like tinctures too?
Love tinctures. I take them myself. I'm more compliant with them and they're great for kids.
I really want to try making one.
Oh,
That
I've
sounds
actually
cool.
never made one, which is surprising.
Wait, can you describe what that is? I don't think I know what that is.
Yeah, it's an extraction. You use alcohol, like
Oh,
something like
alcohol
brandy.
extraction.
Yeah, it's an alcohol extraction. So you just let it sit for, every herb is different. So sometimes it's a month, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's more than that.
And they're great for, it's great for kids.
Yeah. So I
I,
use
when
one
I think of
brand.
alcohol extraction, I think of like making psychedelic drugs. So that's why I
Yes.
was confused, but
Yeah, so tinctures will come usually looking like this.
okay.
And it comes with a dropper. This is actually a homeopathic tincture, so it's a little bit different. This is something I use for kids a lot. Homeopathics are really good for reminding your body what it's supposed to do. So this one is for pesticides, agricord.
Do you mostly ingest herbs by drinking them or eating them, or do you ever like bathe in them? Like, do you do other things with them?
Yes, you can definitely bathe in them. Definitely really good for the lymphatic system. So if
Yes.
you go, Earthly Wellness has a really good detox bath. Earthlywellness.com. It's an herbal company that have really good products.
Yeah.
And I use that a lot. I recommend it to a lot of my patients who are detoxing.
Yeah, when I was sick, I looked up, and again, I was like looking up, like, what can I do at home without getting like another antibiotic? Because I was on antibiotics twice and I was over it.
Yeah.
And a rosemary bath was one of the things that I kept seeing.
Yeah. Also, calendula is really good for stimulating the lymphatic system and good for eczema if you use it topically.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
And Lex, I have a bunch of dried rosemary if you need it.
Yes,
Because I had it in my
I did
garden.
need it. I never ended up getting it. I really could have used
Oh, I
it.
have some.
But I also see that, like, oh, if you bathe in a bath of rosemary, you can also just like meditate and embody the divine feminine. So I don't know if you're into that, Laura, but like maybe I'll just borrow it anyway and just try that.
Yes, I definitely respect that side of herbalism.
So the last thing I want to touch on before we start to wrap up, I think this kind of question, like the answer can seem obvious, but it's still something that not a lot of people choose to think about. But what do you think some of the main problems are in the way that the average American consumes food? Because we haven't touched on nutrition yet.
Oh, yeah.
So food marketing is really, really powerful. I'll give you one example. I was talking to a patient who has been a patient of mine for probably over a year now, and she's made great progress, but I found out that she's been eating Cheerios every day because it's marketed to be heart healthy.
So heart, yes.
Yes. And she was just so surprised to hear that they are not good for you. And it's not because they're made out of oats, it's because they are doused with glyphosate. And if you
I
don't
think I
know,
saw a TikTok about
yeah,
that.
glyphosate is probably one of the most harmful things to human health. It is really bad. It depresses your immune system completely. It attaches to your bones. It replaces a molecule in the bones and it makes them brittle. It causes hormonal disorders. It causes infertility. And these parents are giving children, small children, Cheerios because they don't know any better.
Like all small
But
children.
yes, and every time I see someone eating Cheerios in public, I'm like, I have to hold myself back because it's not my
Is
place. But it's hard to watch.
it just
So
Cheerios or like many different cereals?
I wouldn't recommend any cereals.
I just ate mini wheats this morning.
Yeah,
It's
wheat is also really high in glyphosate.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
So, yeah.
Of course.
I So, do you
know.
think the problem is just a matter of like the average American does not know what's in their food?
Nobody knows what's in their food.
No one knows.
And even if they did know, I don't think that they would care because they don't connect these things to the symptoms that they're experiencing. They don't take it seriously.
I feel like if it's not like fast food, it's fine.
Yeah,
It's not true.
exactly. It's very frustrating. And people overcomplicate nutrition, so I don't spend a lot of time talking about it because it can really be as simple as eating really high quality animal meat, vegetables, hopefully organic if you can, fruit and starches and grains if you can tolerate them. A lot of people can't tolerate them, so stay away from them if you can't. It really can be that simple.
I feel like I'm definitely one of those people that overcomplicate it only because like I get frustrated with nutrition because I feel like you could ask like 10 different people their opinion on whether or not something's healthy and get 10 different answers and it drives me crazy. Like I just want to be like I just want to know if like so what's your advice for me. I was going to say for someone like that, but like, no, like I need advice.
Okay. I need so here's the thing. There is truth in everything.
Okay. It just depends on the person, I guess.
It does. I would need to know more about the symptoms that you're experiencing, how your body works a little bit, your medical history, stuff like that. But generally, people do really well with just a simple diet of animal meat. If you can get pasture raised, that's great. If you can't, then it's still definitely beneficial. I think veganism is degrading a lot of people's health. So I've only met two people who thrive on a vegan diet. Two people. I've seen a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I tried being vegetarian. That didn't end well.
No. So a lot of people get sick not eating animal meat, and it's really frustrating to hear people say that it's bad for our health.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that, like, because you said two people that thrive off of veganism, do you think it's just like people, the average person that tries to be vegan is doing it like incorrectly?
I could do a vegan diet correctly and still be sick. Okay. So it's not all about that. I know how to match my foods to get a complete protein, and it just, what it comes down to is your bioindividuality and our ancestral diet, which is comprised of animal meat and organ glands, which nobody eats, so we have to supplement them.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. No one's eating like cow hearts, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah. Or liver. Liver is one of the most nutrient-dense foods.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
know.
The nutrients are bioavailable. That's the key. Plant foods, yes. I always hear this. Why would you eat cow meat when you're just getting the nutrients that the cow is getting from the plants that they're eating? Like, well, because the cow can process them better than we can. And if we eat grass, we're not getting the same nutrients as if the cow is eating it.
That's so interesting. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow.
I get a lot of hate on Instagram. And I...
No.
I mean, it's a hot take, but it makes a lot of sense. So.
Yeah.
It is a hot take, and people get really mad about it.
I don't know why. Like, you have... Just because you have a different opinion, I don't know why people have to be hateful. Like...
Yeah.
Plus, like, you're just not... I also hear all the time, like, people just be like, oh, humans are meat eaters, vegans are stupid, like, blah, blah, blah. And you have, like... you're a clinically trained nutrition practitioner. Mm-hmm. So there's that, but you also have, like, those are like the way that a cow processes something, that's like a insanely valid argument. I love that.
Yeah. I always have to come at it with logic. A lot of people are just using emotionally charged words to mm-hmm. back their opinion.
I mean, I love eating vegan meals, but I don't think I could ever go like full vegan.
No,
like I need
either.
You know, cheese. I love cheese, and I like meat, so.
Yeah, and then there's a whole argument that going vegan is going to help the environment, and that's just not true.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to get into it, but I think Sacred Cow talks a lot about it. It's a book and a documentary.
Yeah, I've seen.
It's a good recommendation.
Quite a mm-hmm. few things about farming, and yeah, the whole farming industry in general is... needs
yeah,
to
it's
be.
The farming industry.
Yeah,
people. We there. Love to put like the blame on like individuals. Like, well, you're not doing this, and it's like hurting the environment. And it's like the massive corporations that are hurting the environment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think five corporations cause. Please don't quote me on this. Look it up for yourself. But five companies cause like 90-something% of the environmental
yes.
changes,
and they
like
own
that.
Like it's like five companies own like everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I saw this like. Picture once, and it was like the company of Pepsi or the company of Coke actually owns, and it was like 100 other brands that we know, and it's like all actually just Pepsi.
Yeah,
it's just insane.
I'm sure Pepsi owns like all the cereal brands too, or most.
Yeah,
I think Nestle owns Pepsi.
Nestle owns Pepsi. Maybe it was yeah. something like that. Then I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize.
You're not even crazy. Saying like it's a matter of like what you should be eating. It's more just like the quality of what you're eating makes all the difference.
Quality matters, absolutely. And it's unfortunate that I think just our system wants to keep us sick. So organic food is more expensive because it is more expensive to produce. I might be wrong about that, actually, because it might just be marketing. But I'd have to do more research about that. But people think that eating healthy is expensive, but it's actually more expensive to be sick.
That's a hot take, too.
That is so true.
Yeah. Insurance isn't even going to help you in most cases, especially if you're on state insurance. Insurance is such a scam. That's another hot take I have.
Oh, that's like a whole nother thing.
I know.
Come back to talk about that.
I was just gonna say, like, I live in South Jersey, for people that don't know, and I tried to look up organic farms near me, and there are none. They're all
Yeah,
in
you have
North
to go to
Jersey, where, like,
Lancashire.
it's more wealthy in North Jersey, so there's more organic farms. And I'm like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah,
But
actually, there is an organic farm by you.
oh, there
My
is? Where?
sister lived on their farm, Potato Homestead.
I haven't
They
even
moved
heard of it.
to, I forget what town, but it's a little bit further south than Sewell, and they aren't organic, but because it's very expensive to get that certification, and it's really not necessary if you're actually using the practices. So they're chemical free.
Okay.
You should look into the Potato Homestead. They're
Potato
really good. They have
Homestead.
really good potatoes and tomatoes.
Okay, I
I
have to look
mean,
into
see, you looked it up and you couldn't find it. It's like also like even if they exist, it's like hard to find.
it. It is, yeah, you gotta know people.
I've been wanting to find like somewhere to get like better meat, like rather than just going into Acme and getting ground turkey or whatever. Like I want to find like a farm that I know like the meat I'm getting is like really good quality. So that's like something I want to try to find in whether it's in Pennsylvania or New Jersey.
Yeah, there are several Amish farms in Lancaster that
Okay.
aren't organic, but they typically have organic practices. And they
Gotcha.
typically have pasture-raised animals. So you would have
Nice.
to like go there and visit and ask them questions about how they raise their animals. And I've been to several. So there's one, I can never remember the name of it, but there's actually maps that you can find to
Oh
look
my
for these
gosh.
places.
I love that so much. You were like, oh, you can go there and talk to them and talk about how they raise their animals. What American is doing that?
Yeah,
Zero.
it takes a lot of
Oh my
time.
gosh. Like, I would love to be like, watch the cows, like, just
Right.
be living their best lives. 'Cause then you know, like, when you're eating that, you're consuming something that's not like something that suffered a horrible life. Oh, oh my
And
gosh. I
pumped
get
full
good
of
about the meat.
chemicals, like the chickens.
So I guess this is kind of a cheesy question. I started to ask all of our interviewees, how do you think what you do could be considered a seeker in nature?
Oh, well, that's a good question. So I think what I do is a secret in general. Nobody knows about muscle testing and applied kinesiology, especially in the way that we apply it. And big corporations, big pharma don't want you to know about it.
That's why you can't even Google an organic farm.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly.
Or why it's
Yeah.
expensive to say that you're organic. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
I didn't know that
expensive.
either.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, thank you for sharing all this with us because I think this is just stuff that people should know.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I just feel like you share like so much good information, and I hope people that listen to this can take away something and maybe improve their life a little bit and their health if they're having any issues.
That's the goal.
And realize there's
Yeah.
other solutions than just, your typical medicine.
Yeah, there's options. You
Yeah.
just have to look for them. You have to find someone who actually knows what they're talking about.
And I did tell you this when we weren't recording, but I'll say it again. I'm blown away by the fact that you're 24 and you own this business. I think it's
Yeah.
amazing and super inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So thank you so much for being on Secrets in Nature, and maybe we'll have you come back on again in the future.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
This was a lot of fun. I could definitely talk way more about all the stuff that we
No,
do.
I
I
want to
feel like
get
we're on the surface.
juicy. I want to
Yeah.
get juicy
All
and heated, so we'll definitely have you back on. Yeah.
right. Sounds good.